Hey guys, welcome into the Brand Design Podcast. This is episode number 6, and today I want to talk to you a little bit, just give you a few, I guess we'll call them design hacks or some quick ways to do some great design. A lot of times I do a lot of layout for magazines, brochures, booklets, and stuff like that, and people always curious, how do you even get started? How do you look at a blank sheet of paper? What do we do with it first? So I'm going to try to explain this to you via audio, and maybe we'll put some resources up on Facebook and Instagram and so forth that you can download that'll maybe help a little bit more with this as you go along with it. But I'm going to try to describe it for you and see if we can do it that way. So if I'm looking at a blank sheet of paper and I have to create, let's just use a flyer for an event as the idea or as the example today. So we've got an 8.5 by 11 flyer that I'm going to design for a company. What I would do is I would take that flyer, break it down into three unique and separate sections. If you look at it as just a giant sheet of paper, you're just going to get lost and the information is going to end up in the wrong place, and then you won't have any idea what anything is supposed to be, and there'll be no rhyme or reason to it. The key to all of design is you have to be able to answer the question when you get to the end. Why did you put that there? Why is it there? And if you can't answer that question, then you're not a designer. You're just somebody throwing stuff on a piece of paper. So kind of help you through that concept. So I take an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and whether you're using it vertically or horizontally, portrait, landscape, however you want to refer to that, but whether you're using it vertically or horizontally, I would take and I would create a square out of it. So I would take it and create an 8.5 by 8.5 section out of that page. And so we'd have an 8.5 by 8.5 section, leaving us the bottom, whatever that is, 2.5 inches as a section. So you'd have an 8.5 by 8.5 section, and then you'd have a 2.5 by 8.5 section left to work with. And so that first top 8.5 section is the focal point of the design. It is the killer picture that you're going to use. It's the list of the main points that you want them to get. It's the graphic that's going to pull them in and hold their attention. And that is not going to be your phone number, your website, your Instagram. That is going to be something that is compelling and something that is going to grab their attention. If you think of every great poster or every great piece of literature you've ever looked at, there is something about it that just pulls you in. I think the best way to think of it, or the most basic macro way of thinking about it, is to think of the old wanted posters that you would see in the old westerns. And the top of the poster would have a big giant picture of the person. It would have a big giant list of the reward that you got for bringing that person in. It would tell you all of this information to suck you in, and then it would feed you the information as necessary. See, every piece of design is an outline. You should be able to pick up a flyer or a brochure and look at it and create an outline in your brain immediately. Point number one is this, point number two is that, point number three is something else. And when you can't do that with a design, then you just leave the consumer frustrated. The person who's reading it and looking at it, they're going to lose their way, or they're going to lose attention, even worse. And so we want to make sure that we first grab their attention. And I dedicate the whole, whether it's, if you're going horizontally, I dedicate the whole left side of the page, because if you're in North America, read from left to right, dedicate the whole left side of that page to that graphic. And so, again, huge picture, wonderful colors, lots of interest, or if it's black and white, something that catches their attention immediately. So that would be the whole right side. Let's look at so if you're going horizontally, if we're going vertically, it'd be the whole top 8.5 inches of that flyer would be dedicated to that. The bottom half of it, I would then take that and I would take the remaining 2.5 by 8.5 inches and I would split that in half. And the left side of that design would be, again, some of the bullet points that convince them that this is something that they want to go to on a more specific basis. It tells them why the reasons are that they have to be there, or they have to buy this product, or they have to do something. It's the call to action that takes place. So the top is just getting their interest. The bottom left half of the flyer would be where I am now selling them on whatever it is I'm trying to get. If it's for a charity, it's the points of how many people you helped last year. It's the points of what a difference this is going to make in somebody's life. It's an example of somebody who was helped through your organization. If you're trying to sell something, it's all of those factors of your product that make it stand out against the competitor. It may be something, it may be a coupon, it may be a promotion or something to that effect. But that's the top half is all about just getting interest, giving them value that intrigues them. The bottom left then, if we're going vertically, the bottom left would then be all about the call to action, or it would be all about the getting their interest even deeper into it. And then finally, the bottom right half. So we've taken our paper, three sections. We've got the top, we've got the bottom left. The bottom right section is now the connection points. And this is where I'm going to tell them, here is my website, here is my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter handle, here is my phone number, here is an email address, here is a physical address, here is a map, here is some information that now connects you to everything that I've given you so far. The mistake that more people make, the mistake that usually happens in this kind of stuff, is we try to hit them over the head with the connection point before we've even convinced them to be interested in it. We have to get their interest before we beat them over the head with our phone number. I picked up a newspaper, or like a local little circular thing somebody sent out the other day, and I opened it up, and I can't tell you how many ad after ad after ad started with a phone number. And I'm looking at it thinking, I don't even know who you are, let alone whether I want to call you or not on the telephone. I mean, that's an awfully big ask before you even introduce yourself to me. And so we have to kind of walk them through that progression, where the big point at the beginning is just simply value, allowing them to see who you are and what you're about. The second part of it then allows them a little more information, a little more content, a little more context to who you are and what you're doing. And then that bottom right section is where we finally go in for the ask and say, here, now call me. Or for more information, go to our website, see what we're all about. And again, this can work in any application. If you're working with a standard 4x6 card, it's even easier. You take the 4x6 card, you cut it up into three sections. You have a 4x4 section. You'd have a top right section on the right if you're going horizontally. You'd have a bottom section on the bottom right for your connection points. But this is just a simple way to do flyers. I understand if you've been designing for a little while and you've gotten a little more in-depth, you can mix things up and get a little more intriguing with it. But if you're just getting started, maybe you're using something like Canva, or you're using something like if you're just getting maybe into Photoshop and InDesign and all of that stuff, and you're looking at that blank sheet of paper and you don't know what to do with it. I can't tell you how many times I've started by just taking my guidelines, snapping a guideline to the mark that sections off the one part, take another guideline and mark off the other two on the side, and then it starts that design process for us. And just on a quick point before we get finished today, it's all very scientific. It's not just a guessing game that we made this up. I'd encourage you sometime, go online and go on Google and type in the golden mean, or the golden section, or the golden those things, and you'll find a lot about this. It's very scientific. It's very consistent with nature and the way things are designed, that it's more visually appealing to do things this way. It's not just a made-up process. But I think that'll be a help to you. I'd encourage you to, if you're sitting at your computer right now and you want to try it, hop on Facebook, connect up the points, and start working on some layouts and designs that I think will be a help to you. And again, if you need more information on it, look on our Facebook page, or on our Instagram or Twitter, or on our website. We'll be posting more content about this and how you can lay out stuff. Again, more information, branddesignco.com.